Paragraph 2 reads, "Although she has only become noticeable in the past couple of decades, Santa Muerte's history dates back to colonial Spain. To facilitate the Aztecs' conversion to Catholicism, Spanish colonizers brought effigies to aid the process, including the Grim Reaper. The Aztecs already had death deities, so Santa Muerte is an amalgamation of the two cultures. Santa Muerte has been largely forgotten in written history, however. During the Spanish Inquisition of the New World, there were two reported instances of a shrine. Other than a few references to her in the 20th century, worship of Santa Muerte has been clandestine."
So even though she's only become a notable presence in the last couple of decades, Santa Muerte has history that dates back to colonial Spain. So to help speed up the conversion of the Aztec people to Catholicism, the Spanish colonizers brought effigies to aid the process. So an effigy is a sculpture or model of a person. And so some of these effigies included the Grim Reaper. And so the Aztecs already had death deities, so death gods or goddesses. So Santa Muerte became an amalgamation of the two cultures. So an amalgamation is a combination. So it combined this Spanish Catholicism with traditional indigenous Aztec religions.
But she's been mostly very forgotten in history, in written history. It's like she kind of existed, but then disappeared for a long time, and now is making a comeback. During the Spanish Inquisition, there were two reported instances of a shrine, so there was some kind of written history of this, but very, very limited. And there were, since then, in all these hundreds of years, there's been a few references to her, including in the 20th century, but the worship of this person, or this deity, whatever you want to call her, has been clandestine. Clandestine just means secret. So in this case, it's certainly not part of any sort of mainstream Catholicism. It's just been this clandestine or secret thing that never really reached the mainstream, certainly not like what we've seen in the last 20 years.